Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a clown involved, and we're learning Simon Dalit. Haroitza Lishas Yayin, a person who wanted to drink wine, or an example would probably be true, a person wants to drink whiskey, the same thing. So he wants to eat something first, not because he wants to eat the food, but taking the alcoholic content down. An empty stomach is difficult, so the purpose of the food is just simply that he shouldn't have an empty stomach when he drinks the wine or the whiskey. Okay. So if you would eat it in the order of wine and then the food item, since the food item is there just to facilitate drinking the wine, so the bracha of the wine would cover the food. It would be a tofel. But he's eating it first. So you can't say, well, the bracha on the wine is covering because the person, he hasn't made a bracha on the wine yet. So he must make a bracha before he eats something in this world. He can't be in a henna from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. So he has to make a bracha before he eats. The bracha of the ikur will only take place subsequently. So he has to make a bracha on the food that he's eating, even though it's a tofel. Because when you eat So when a person is eating the tofel before the ikur, the person has to make a bracha on the tofel. Now, in a case where there is absolutely no compelling reason at all to do that, a person should not switch the order because he adds an extra bracha. It's a bracha shen etzricha. He could eat the ikur first and then the tofel second, and he'll only make one bracha. Since he eats the tofel first, he needs to make two brachas. One on the tofel, and then one on the ikur. So it's a bracha shen etzricha. It's an unnecessary bracha. Over here, the correct way to help the person not have pain in his stomach when he drinks the wine is to have some food in his stomach to start with. So he wants to eat the food first in order to not have an empty stomach when he drinks the wine, etc. So over here, there's a compelling reason why he wants to do it in this order. So it's not called bracha shen etzricha. But otherwise, it would be a bracha shen etzricha. So now the question is, what bracha do you make on the tofel that you're eating beforehand? So do we argue that even though there's an issur of osel lehanas mi'olam hazeh b'lebracha, so to accomplish that, a person can say a shahakol. But to say a more sophisticated bracha, which is giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu thanks for the specific type of item, well, over here, the item is not really functioning as an item. All it is just a tofel to the wine or to the whiskey. So it's not doesn't have the cheshivas of the item that it would be mechayev that you should explain that this is a mezonos or this is a brepi adoma, this is a brepi eitz, and arguably a shahakol should be sufficient, or not, since you're eating it and the chazal were kaveya the correct bracha for different items, so we say the correct bracha. So yeshar mim shavorach alav brachos haruya lo isadaber, yeshar mim shavorach rak shahakol. Some say you make the regular bracha. So a person's eating a piece of cake. So he would say a mezonos. However, but some say that the bracha is a shahakol. Kiven shutafel hipsi brachosa harilois. Since at the end of the day, it's not being eaten with the cheshivas of cake for the function of cake. It's being eaten as a weight that it shouldn't even empty stomach. So it's functioning as a tafel. So you must make a bracha before you're in the henna from it, but the bracha would be shahakol. Fine. So Mishabura points out because of this question that we should try and avoid eating it in that order because it's a subsequent bracha to make. Mishabura brings the shita as well. It says that this issue, we have a machloikis, whether the correct bracha on the tofel when it's eaten first is shahakol or it's its own bracha. That's only when the bracha on the ikur is not a shahakol. But in the case where the bracha on the ikur is a shahakol. So I have a great idea. Really, this is only a tofel. And the bracha on the ikur is a shahakol. So let's make the shahakol on the tofel, which really is ho'eitz. And not only do I cover the tofel, I cover the ikur as well, and I say myself only making one bracha. So this shakol that I'm going to say is appropriate both for the ikker and for the tuffel. So since it's appropriate for the ikker, therefore I can use it for the tuffel, and which will cover the tuffel and the ikker as well. So that's when we agree with the opinion of the Ramah that you make a shahakol. But in a case where that's not so, that the bracha on the ikker is not a shahakol, so that they argue that, so then the bracha on the tuffel is not a shahakol either, and the bracha on the tuffel would be its appropriate bracha. Okay. The Mishabura, because of the issue of what to do, he says that you should try and avoid the situation. And then he adds, in a case where the tuffel is chaviv to the person, he does enjoy the tuffel for its own sake, even though it's not his primary purpose, and therefore we will deal with it as a tuffel, but in that situation you would make the appropriate bracha on the tuffel when you're eating it before the ikr. You're eating it after the ikr, the bracha on the ikr covers it. Eating it before the ikr, you have not made a bracha on the ikr yet, so you must make a bracha on the tuffel, since it's a double which is chaviv to you. You should make the appropriate bracha, not make a shahakol. That'll be true even according to the opinion of the Ramah. Normally you say a shahakol. Have a good day.